Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Thank you. Well, we've heard lots about it because it's filming right in our backyard over there in Tarrant County, Fort Worth. But Taylor Sheridan's Landman is set to debut on Paramount Plus on November 17th, a 10-episode first season. And today, they just dropped the first trailer, a full trailer. And so if you do not know, if you have not followed along, it's based on oil speculators, a.k.a. landmen, who go around and try to...
Current day, or this is back in the heyday of oil?
I think this is... Based on the trailer, if it's not current day, it's recent past.
Okay. So like the 1900s.
Yeah, the late 1900s or the early 2000s.
Okay.
But they go around, landmen go around and buy mineral rights from families with big ranches, say, hey, we'll drill on your land and we'll give you a little something, but we get to keep the oil. Mm. And so.
Does the trailer say, this is my land?
There's a lot of similar type things. So we do not hear John Hamm in this footage. I had to...
Oh, he's in this?
Yeah. He's a recurring role. He is like the big bad guy.
Again?
He
just was the bad guy in Fargo, and he was awesome, but I like my fun John Hamm.
Yeah, no, he is... He's like
the... Like in Mad Men.
Like in Mad Men.
He is the main...
He's a drunk and a horrible husband.
He is the main suit who is the... boardroom money guy who is calling all the shots. And then you also have Billy Bob Thornton, who is kind of appears more of his like fixer henchman on the ground. And then you also have Demi Moore, Ali Larder.
God.
A lot of big time names. But
Demi Moore.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of this, and you will hear Billy Bob, and you'll also hear a little bit of Demi Moore.
Getting oil out of the ground is the most dangerous job in the world. We don't do it because we like it. We do it because we run out of options.
Everybody's whole family works to patch it.
Roll the dice one last time.
Bunch of explosions.
Stick with beer, you want something stronger?
I quit drinking, I'll stick with beer.
Welcome to the oil business.
Oh,
so I mean, it does look good.
It smells like Yellowstone.
Yeah,
already
it's like it's the love child of Dallas and Yellowstone.
Yeah,
so you have like the boardroom drama of the Ewing Oil Corporation, but you also have the relationship drama and the murder. Of Yellowstone.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'll watch it.
I'll watch it, too.
We don't do it because we love it. We do it because we run out of options.
Also on the subject of Paramount+, South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone have revealed in a new interview that South Park will not return for season 27 until 2025. So they are
That's like 3 months from now.
Well, sometime next year.
Okay.
Which means that they are skipping this election cycle. He said...
I wonder if they're going to do like a one-off, like they've been doing, you know?
I don't think
Trey Parker said, obviously it's effing important, but speaking of the presidential election, but it kind of takes over everything and we just have less fun. I don't know what more we could possibly say about Trump. So they also said they're waiting for Paramount to figure all their S out.
You
because
know
Paramount is currently going through a sale to Skydance.
So, I don't know. I think it was over the Labor Day weekend, Rolling Stone came out with Alan Sepinwall, their TV writer, came out with the 100 best episodes of television of all time, which I went through it just to see how many I'd seen, which may be about, I don't know, 20% that I've seen. And then you're talking about through the history of television. but numbers one and two were funny. Number one was pretty obvious. Like, what in our general lifetime has been talked about as being number one?
Simpsons.
No, episode.
Oh.
Like episode
of
TV.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, episode.
Breaking Bad finale?
Breaking Bad, the penultimate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ozymandias or Ozymandias or whatever. That was the greatest, according to Seppenwall and Rolling Stone, the greatest episode of television ever. Second was a Simpsons episode from like season four, which I went back and watched when my back went bad. I was like, well, I got a little time to kill here.
Monorail?
I guess I can watch some of this
stuff.
Where
are my cartoons?
Yeah, where are my old cartoons? I did forget, though, because I hadn't watched The Simpsons in so long. Just how great that era was for The Simpsons, like the season, like 95, 6 when Conan O'Brien was writing for him, or 93 maybe, I can't remember. But yeah, dude, every line was a laugh. It was, Lisa was getting braces from some draconian dentist that fixed her with a headgear that looked like something, you know, out of World War II.
Homer, she broke the mirror like the Joker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Homer was
he's
Mr.
leading
Burns.
The union.
Yes, Mr. Burns is trying to renegotiate the union contract, and Homer becomes the de facto leader of the union, and you know, it was great. At the very beginning too, the Schwarzenegger character, what's his name?
McBain.
Yeah, McBain. Like all the evil people in the world are together in this one room celebrating their evil doings, and there's this huge ice sculpture that cracks. And McBain's inside of it, and he's got a machine gun. He goes, "Ice to see you."
That's great. That is so great. As Bob has been telling you throughout the program today, the NFL kicks off tonight.
Yeah.
It kicks off at Arrowhead. We have a rematch of the AFC Championship game. And just like at the AFC title game, Taylor Swift will be in attendance.
You're damn right she'll be there.
So she is on a 2-month tour break of her Eras tour.
Does it ever end?
It'll restart in October back here in North America, and her final show of this next leg is December 8th in Vancouver. So the New York Times has done the math, and there are three shows on her tour, October 20th, October 27th, and December 8th, that have direct conflicts with Chiefs games.
Oh,
so they're
no.
trying to see how many will she attend this year, but she will definitely be in the house tonight.
We're going to get some swag surfing going.
Yeah, so all the people who hate Taylor Swift for chicking up their football, get ready for
I'm kind of over
shots
it.
Of y'all? Her in the
like I'm so used to it by
suite.
Now.
Yeah.
It is it just kind of is what it is.
Well, I guess the talking point now is who are her guests going to be?
When are they going to get married?
Is Blake Lively going to be there?
When are they going to get married?
Yeah, when is he going to make an honest woman out of her?
Yes. And do they sign a prenup?
Yeah, there was a...
I'm going to vote for who cares.
There was, I don't know if you saw this, but...
You're against love.
There was a viral post going around that was supposedly the breakup contract that Taylor had Travis sign. That all, it was like basically an NDA, like all the stipulations, if they do break up. And, of course, it was a hoax. It was totally false. Okay, two more little music things before we get to our NFC predictions, because I know everyone's clamoring for that. This is going to be a test of Country Corby.
Go on. I'll fail, I'm sure.
Will Country Corby be in attendance April 25th through 27th? In Indio, California, for
Stagecoach
2025.
All right. Well, typically the answer is unequivocally no, but are you going to wow me with Turnpike Troubadours and Isbell and Zach Bryan?
Well, on the bill, Zach Bryan is a headliner. Also, in supporting roles, Sturgill.
Love it.
And Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey?
She is kind of doing a little country turn of her own.
Oh, my God. And I do love her. I think she's magnificent. But she's indie. She's pop.
Right.
Indie rock.
And for his part...
You need to just leave your genres behind.
For his part, Zach Bryan says that it may be his only live appearance in 2025. He said, didn't plan on playing next year, but this was confirmed a very long time ago. So stoked, and thanks for having a Stagecoach.
That just means a big check.
So if you want to see Zach Bryan next year, you're going to have to go to Stagecoach.
Yeah, probably won't, but...
And you'll also get to see Midland. You love Midland.
I don't know who Midland is.
Dude, we'll get you a 10-gallon hat. You'll be good.
Now, in order to...
10-gallon hat.
Maybe. In order to see Zach Bryan and Sturgill and Lana Del Rey, you'll have to also sit through Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Shaboozy, Brothers Osborne, Ashley McBride, Tucker Wetmore, Crystal Gayle, Tracy Lawrence, Co Wetzel, and many, many more.
Yeah, I'm out. Something, Crystal Gayle's alive?
Yeah.
Sounds like a bet payoff.
Her hair is now like a bridal train. It just goes all the way down the aisle behind her. If you want to go, GA passes start for the weekend. Start at $579.
GA, what does that even mean?
General admission,
Corby. Yeah, Corby, sometimes you don't get your spot reserved.
Well, and for Corby, the top-of-the-line Desert Diamond VIP package starts at $4,023.85.
Let's all go. I've totally got that in my pocket right now.
Okay, and lastly,
hurry.
Katy Perry, she was on Call Her Daddy, you know, the Alex Cooper podcast.
No, but
no.
Thank you.
So she talked about working with Dr. Luke, you know, that she's come under fire about that. And she also was asked about her red flags in a relationship, and she said, someone that won't help around the house. And she said that one of her love languages is acts of service, and that that is why she loves Orlando Bloom so much. And so this is what she had to say.
If I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, you better be ready to get your socks. I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. I can buy a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes. I will suck your
gosh.
It's not easy. Sorry.
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from
the microphone.
And then when she posted that clip to promote the appearance on the podcast, Orlando Bloom commented, I've cleaned the whole house.
Yeah, seriously, I've spit-shined everything. You're not going to believe this. All right, good stuff.
That never happened on the Cecil Cooper podcast.
I like that.
So
I'm just a cave woman.
Please
explain
to me.
So as I'm reading this O'Keefe... This O'Keefe Media.
Like O apostrophe Keefe?
Yes. O-K-E-E-F-E. Media.
Like O'Keefe Media.
From Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, O'Keefe.
Apparently this James O'Keefe is the... Oh, okay. His description says gorilla journalist, so he must think...
God!
So he goes out on dates dressed as a gorilla.
So he thinks this is a great idea. And... Unless I have this wrong, I don't see the lady's name anywhere. It says during an undercover date with an O'Keefe Media journalist. Like, it doesn't even.
So he's protecting her anonymity so she can do it again.
Yes.
Dude, if I'm this guy.
So she may not be a reporter. She may just be a like someone that
just
he hired to do this.
Oh, like a TMZ photographer that's not a photographer. That's just they just take pictures at the airport and then send it in. They don't actually work, but they knew that this could be a thing, and they just sent it in.
She's a prostitute that doesn't put out.
Dude, this is horrible.
I've never heard of this media company or this guy who claims to be a gorilla journalist, but this is garbage, man. And yeah, I suppose if you're representing a franchise, you can't get caught like this, but gosh, what are we, freaking animals?
Yeah.
Like, this is okay now? Like, it's...
And he even sprung for the San Pellegrino on the table. Like, what a bitch. He got you sparkling water.
Geez. Yeah, the good stuff.
Like, this media company is acting like, man, we just broke the story of a lifetime, and we're going to do it again. And
Watch out.
Give us your clicks.
Oh,
and aren't we a big deal? And, ugh, gross.
Well, Jerry Jones clicks? Responds next.
I love trying to get quotes out of him. It's like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Did he at least get a little action?
Probably not.
Like, did she go deep undercover?
Probably not.
Not undercovers.
So, this video got leaked on her media's website, and of course he objected to it. And that's what makes this all so incredibly weird, is that it couldn't be suppressed before it got out. And I guess I just don't know the laws of journalism well enough to know if this is...
Is that journalism?
Well, I don't know. That, you tell me.
It's gotcha journalism.
That's horrible.
So, DJ, you want to set these cuts up? Because we have a couple of them.
Sure. There's a couple of ways we can go. He takes a run at Jerry Jones. We'll play that one here in a minute. The first one here really jumped out because he really takes a shot at NFL fans in general.
Most of the fans, I would say, are high school educated alcoholics.
Most NFL fans are high school educated alcoholics?
Yeah.
Really?
With a violent, like, yeah, I mean, there's fights in the stands all the time. Like, it is a...
So they're, like, lower class people.
I hate to use that term. I would just say mouth breathers.
That's not even better.
I know, it's way worse.
I love your description of the NFL fans, too.
Mouth breathers?
Mouth breathers. You said they're uneducated alcoholics with a violent tendency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I did that cut right?
What? Okay.
What you can do is look at their beer sales to know they're alcoholics.
Okay. A few things here. It's now, obviously, he's busted saying all this. And
yes,
that's all on him. But it is still icky just seeing, just hearing her. So you just said, let me just restate what you just said and make sure that I have it right.
She literally said that like she was interviewing him.
Right.
You did say that, right? That they're horrible alcoholics?
I really enjoyed what you just said. If you could just restate what you just said.
It was so weird the way you just said it. Could you say it again? So you're basically saying they're lower class. You know,
right.
She's
just say it directly into my purse.
She's nudging him, you know.
She's leading the
words.
Witness.
Yes, yes.
This is so gross. It's just like...
And he's just trying to score. You tell they're at a bar. They just, like, met up.
Right.
And he's just telling her about his job and trying to act real cool.
And I hate...
I'm better than all these NFL fans.
And he's...
I have a degree.
And I'm sure he's done his due diligence. Probably the majority of NFL fans, because there are millions and millions of them, didn't graduate from college. Right?
But there are also millions and millions that don't fight in the stands.
Right.
And he's just riffing at a bar with a chick.
Because that's what you do.
Because that's
what
you do.
With a reporter, sir.
Well.
God, if we had hidden audio of all the things
seriously
that Corby said when he was trying to impress chicks.
Lord,
at
literally.
The Barley House.
Or just about
any. Let me tell you, Claudia.
Just about any human.
NFL fans are mouth breathers.
If you.
Claudia.
If you recorded dinners and use that against someone to destroy their career, like, who's safe?
I know.
I mean, come on. This is insane.
I'm going to go to dinner with my wife tonight, and I'm going to be on guard. So wait,
so
what are you...
You said there was video, so tell me about what the nature of the video is. Is it, like, it's obviously hidden camera, but where is the camera perspective?
It almost looks like it's on her lapel, something like that.
Oh, my God.
And they're just sitting across from each other at a table at a nice restaurant.
This is a bad 80s movie or something.
I know, but we may be way off base on this. I mean, like...
What do you mean?
You know, sometimes... I don't know. Sometimes you get... culture surprises you with everyone is like, no, man. This is, she did nothing wrong, and this was just on this guy. He's the one that said all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't understand why you guys are even talking about how you think it's unfair that
well,
she
I would
did
just,
this.
Well, I would just say that this isn't, like, protection of this dude, because obviously in this audio is some problematic takes from a team official. But I would say there is... there are issues with both parties here is what I'm trying to get across.
I think there are issues only with her. Only with her.
So you think him totally denigrating his entire customer base.
That's him doing this in a private conversation.
This
is not him
still
doing this in a public forum. No, you can't look at it any other way.
This is what he thinks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, okay, if you went around and you said truth serum to a lot of people that work in NFL front offices or have higher up jobs, I guess, in within these teams, they would all tell you the same thing.
We can't normalize rolling on people and publishing it against their will.
I agree with you. I mean, I guarantee crazy. You that
it's
this
like,
that
like
this reporter woman would not like it if people just started constantly rolling on her without her permission or knowledge, trying to get her to talk bad about her boss or about other journalists.
Will she ever get a date again?
Or screen-grabbing text messages or DMs and publishing those? Like, that's just as icky.
Like, how about her gig being in jeopardy if she's actually in journalism?
I know.
That is so wrong. Like you,
but I mean,
when you use audio of someone, you have to ask them, is this okay? Is this on the record? Like this is day one of class.
Is there some workaround because he works for the team?
No, there's no workaround. Is this on the record?
Well, she would argue that this is news value because
how?
And that's the other thing is he really that high up? I mean, maybe he is. I don't know what that title is.
Director of content.
It's
a social
last
media.
10 years.
Yes, he runs their social media accounts.
What else we got in this audio? Let's
to the Jerry.
Okay, here's the Jerry right here.
I don't think the commissioner of the NFL hates gay people, hates black people. So Jerry Jones, for instance, the owner who really runs the NFL, I think he hates gay people and black people.
What about Roger?
Oh, yeah, he's a puppet.
So Roger's a puppet.
Yes, a $50 million puppet.
I mean,
yeah, he's not wrong about that.
The Goodell job description is pretty spot on.
And I don't think Jerry hates black people, if we would like to go on the record for that.
And by the way, did she before on the previous cut, she reworded it mouth breeders? I swear she said breeders.
Yeah, you're
breeders.
Right, she did.
Okay.
Did she really?
So she's an idiot.
Yes.
How is that working?
I don't know.
We don't know.
That's more fun to try it that way.
I tried to teach. Yeah. That.
Yeah. That's what Katy Perry does if you clean the house.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think science.
No, it doesn't.
How's this guy? Where is this guy? How is he coming to the conclusion that Jerry Jones hates, what did he say, gay people and black people?
Gays and blacks. Yeah.
That Jerry does.
He's riffing.
It's his opinion.
Yeah, and he'll probably
tell
you.
Come up in conversation?
Too much to drink, and I was.
How many times has this guy ever interfaced with Jerry?
Okay, I want to know what her lead-in question was to try to get the ball rolling. Was it like, so you work for the Commanders? That's so fun. What's like the craziest thing you've seen?
So is she
okay?
Is she trolling Hinge, looking for people that might work for organizations?
Obviously, yes.
Like that is, like, what are we doing?
Isn't she? Gordon may be right. We may live in a society now where this is like, yes, way to go, gonzo journalism at its finest. Let's hire her.
I think there's a lot of people
That's
who
so
they don't
wrong.
They don't care about rules of engagement or anything. It's just I like the result, therefore I don't care how we got there.
Way to go! You screwed this guy forever.
And I would think that other female journalists would have a problem with, is this now expected of them? That, hey, you know, you can go on the dating app. You're good looking, so why don't you try to get so-and-so? We'll start sicking you on Goodell. See if we can get some on him.
I guarantee you our female friends in sports journalism are freaking out, pissed off at this.
Yeah, I mean, you make female journalists look bad if this is a new tactic.
Yeah, and again,
if this is accepted as that's just how it works. We get on dating apps, fake interest, roll tape on any interaction, and your career. Yeah, that's great for the profession.
Well, DJ says we have one more gotcha that she tries to get him on.
Yeah, right? This one's funny because there was the story a couple of years ago that there was a leaking sewage pipe at FedEx Field that the team came out and the organization said, it's just water, it's okay, and this guy kind of blows the lid on that.
My job is to sell hope.
to the fans, right? I need them buying tickets. I need them buying jerseys. I need them consuming our content. When there's not much hope to sell, I still got to dig deep to find it because...
Why do you think there's not much hope to sell right now?
Because the stadium sucked. We had, like, pipes leaking sewage on our fans in the middle of the game. And I have to put out a social post saying, like, it wasn't sewage water, we promised. That is state-run media.
Spot the line.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Why do you feel there's not hope to sell? I mean, I don't understand. Could you talk more about that?
No.
So
I'm just a cave woman.
Please explain to me.
So as I'm reading this O'Keefe media.
Like O apostrophe Keefe?
Yes, O-K-E-E-F-E, media. Like
O'Keefe media.
From Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, O'Keefe.
Apparently this James O'Keefe is the... Oh, okay. His description says gorilla journalist, so he must think...
God!
So he goes out on dates dressed as a gorilla.
So he thinks this is a great idea. And unless I have this wrong, I don't see the lady's name anywhere. It says during an undercover date with an O'Keefe media journalist. Like, it doesn't even.
So he's protecting her anonymity so she can do it again.
Yes.
Dude, if I'm this guy.
So she may not be a reporter. She may just be a like someone that
just
he hired to
gun.
Do this.
Oh, like a TMZ photographer that's not a photographer that's just, they just take pictures at the airport and then send it in. They don't actually work, but they knew that this could be a thing and they just sent it in.
She's a prostitute that doesn't put out.
Dude, this is horrible.
I've never heard of this media company or this guy who claims to be a gorilla journalist, but this is garbage, man. And yeah, I suppose if you're representing a franchise, you can't get caught like this, but gosh, what are we? Freaking animals?
Yeah.
Like, this is okay now? Like, it's...
And he even sprung for the San Pellegrino on the table. Like, what a bitch. He got you sparkling
hey,
water.
Geez.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Like, this media Jeez. Company is acting like, man, we just broke the story of a lifetime, and we're going to do it again. And give
yeah,
us,
watch out.
Give us your clicks.
Oh,
and aren't we a big deal? And, ugh, gross.
Well, Jerry Jones clicks? Responds next.
I love
30 more minutes of the Hardline.
All right, 6 o'clock here on the Hardline. Let's get to this pretty quickly. Gordon has remained on for an extra rant segment because Jerry Jones spoke.
Yes, and I should mention no Twitch tonight. We're moving to Tuesday nights at 7:35 for football season.
Ah,
so,
okay. All right,
yes.
Cool.
I thought you were going to take down the NFL.
Yeah, well, I backed off on that.
Not tonight.
All right.
So... Jerry spoke with Stephen A. Smith because why not? Why not get these two guys together and see what they have to say? And here is Jerry talking about Dak, talking about a brand new word that the dictionary has not found yet.
Now, here's the way that I look at it
okay.
completely is that when you look at what he brings to the table, as opposed to the alternative. The alternative is not a one-year alternative. It's a several-year alternative.
Fair.
So when you look at the prospects of the likelihood of him over the next 5 years knocking on that door, I like those odds. And that, to me, is where you go. You pull the trigger on it. Now, it's very important that we have a way to reconcile this with Dak, because we've had the benefit of a lot of supporting cast with Dak over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Yes.
Would you give us that?
Yes, I would, in okay. a heartbeat.
Okay, so we've had a lot of supporting cast. There's no question that with Dak having been very well paid over the last 4 or 5 years.
$157.4 million over the last 4 years.
Over the last four.
That's right.
There's no question that I got some of that off my credit card.
Okay.
In other words, I spent yeah. some money mm-hmm. that I didn't have.
Yeah.
Very common in the NFL. Matter of fact,
and common with you because that's
practice.
What you did when you first bought the Cowboys.
Well, it is.
Okay. I know... it's hard to avoid discussing the use of the word spunt. But can we also at least call BS on spending money I didn't have?
I don't understand what he means by that.
I assume he's trying to make the case that he didn't have cap room and he had to move the money down the road so that if Dak leaves, they still pay like $50 million next year for Dak.
We can't hear that Jerry is cash poor.
But are you actually trying to tell us you did a deal with Dak with money you didn't have? I have to believe, even though it would have been nice if the interviewer would have asked him to clarify, I have to believe that is a salary cap discussion and not an actual money discussion.
Spunt.
It has to be, right?
So it's spend, spant, spunt?
Yes.
Yes. I think it sounds vulgar.
It sounds extremely vulgar.
Do you think that he's used that term before?
Yes, yeah, he's called a woman that before.
That's what, Dave.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
I didn't even say anything.
You said it all.
You didn't leave a lot of wiggle room there.
Yeah, well, I mean, just trade the T for a K. And
okay. All right, keep going.
There's no question that I got some of that off my credit card.
Okay.
In other words, I spent some money that I didn't have.
Yeah.
Very common in the NFL. Matter of fact,
and common with you because that's practice. What you did when you first bought the Cowboys.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It very much is.
Mm-hmm.
But you certainly, I'd like to say I did then too, but I had a passion that I wanted to get involved that I scratched then that I'm not scratching that passion as much right now. I'm trying to be real practical, at least in this explanation to you. But the facts are that not only have we had great supporting cast around Dak, we have also spent some of the money that we've got to spend on Dak in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That went in on his last contracts.
Right.
That's the way the cap works, and that's usually when you have a high-priced quarterback, what you do. So we have the challenge of...
It's so bad. It's just stop doing interviews. You sound so clueless, and it gets worse. Stop talking.
Do you think the rest of his family, Gordon... I know they have no say in it, but they're all cringing at their respective homes listening to something like that. Do they?
Or maybe he keeps the heat off the rest of the family so well by accepting it all.
Do they text each other, though, and be like, did you hear Dad? Spunt.
What the hell's the old man talking about? Yes, I think they do that. So wait, what is his argument here? What is he trying to say?
He's trying to say that we've brought in other players to help him, and we've paid him a lot of money. And for those two reasons, we shouldn't have to pay him as much money as he's asking for right now. That's the 10-second version of this 2.5 minutes of nonsense. Is we don't think we should pay him the market rate because we've given him good teammates and we've paid him before. Which both are incredibly irrelevant if you're trying to win a Super Bowl.
But he's set him up for success, and he's paid him like a winner, and he hasn't won. He hasn't gotten value for what he's spunt.
Except 36 wins in the last three seasons, which those don't count.
Yeah, what has he seen on his end for what he's spunt?
His return on spunt.
So basically, Jerry really does not believe in Dak all that much.
He talks out of both sides of his mouth.
He's all over the place with it.
I mean, this is the way teams and heck bosses in other industries, dare I say even radio, this is part of the game, right? Where you have to, when you're talking about money, you have to tell them about all the things they do poorly, right?
Yeah, like when you're in an arbitration situation.
Yes.
Here are all the reasons why we shouldn't pay you.
Right. Here's all the reasons you should not get a raise. Yeah, but what about the good things? I thought you liked my... I do, but I just don't want to pay you what you're asking, so now I have to tell you that you actually stink.
All right. I am wondering if he has ever used the word spunted. We spunted a lot of money. Or spunting. Has he added a gerund to it?
Like Gordon, do you, for not that you do fake Jerry, but when you hear about
but how, when you talk to fake Jerry.
When you hear about how fake Jerrys are written, do you have like a mental or actually a written checklist of Jerry terms and phrases?
A glossary?
No, but I'm predicting spunt is going to start working its way in.
See, here's...
And there's got to be other iterations that,
yes,
that fake Jerry can somehow come up with and spin off of spunt.
Right, like a... His
spunter. Spin off of spunt.
But here's what I thought when I heard this. There's no way he had this in the holster or in the chamber, if you will, for 30 years.
And we haven't heard it?
Yeah, like...
And all of a sudden spunted?
I almost feel like... Like he lost a bet and he had to work it into a big interview or something. Like, this is a bit. There's no way he believes that's an actual word and then has not used it publicly since 1989.
Spunt.
That's impossible, right?
It's so
Jerry,
funny,
what do you
dude.
Think of Gene? What word comes
Spunt.
To mind? Okay.
Dang.
What about the gate agent?
Spunt.
Veruca?
Spunt.
Wow. What about that honeypot reporter who busted the content creator guy?
Spunt.
Oh,
he
man.
He didn't like any of them.
No.
I won't miss
well,
Royal.
Well, we know.
Stop.
He is the...
talking.
The team owner and the team spunter.
Like, seriously, like the Rangers owner, you never hear a word from them. And they make some bad calls over the years and some bad decisions. But they've learned... If we don't do any interviews, it won't get worse. But what Jerry does is, number one, they spent the least amount of money on their players in the last 3 years.
Well, I don't think you said that right.
That is objectively true.
They spunt.
Okay, they have spunt the least amount of money
spunt.
In the last 3 years of any team in the football, and then have the audacity to try to explain it away as the richest franchise in the world. As, you know, just stop talking. Just,
by the way, the definition of spunt, it's a Dutch topographical name for someone who lived near a punt or pont, which means a ferry.
Too many uncomfortable Whoa. Words altogether.
Yeah.
Spunt and spont and punt.
What?
Ferry.
All right, we got to go. Gordon, thank you very
All
much.
Right, yes.
And thank
love you,
you
brother.
Gentlemen.
No Twitch tonight for Gordon.
No Twitch tonight.
Okay. All right,
Tuesday,
we'll talk to you next week. There he goes.
Later.